Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a losing episode of the Giant Take podcast. Saints 24, Giants 6. The Tommy Cutlets run comes to a halt. And we're going to talk all about it here, the good and a lot of bad, actually. There wasn't really any good that happened, besides Jamie Gillen drilling a field goal. Credit to Jamie Gillen, by the way. Alex, I'm going to go right to you here. We don't want to take too much of anyone's time. You're home. I'm home. That's pretty fun, actually, though. We're not together, but we are in the same town, about a mile away.
When I recover from my illness, we'll be together.
Yeah, I also now have a cold, apparently, the last like couple of days.
Allegedly. So,
no, it's real. I just am able to like power through unlike you. I don't sleep throughout the entire day and, you know, sleep for 18 hours.
The unwarranted stress.
Stay up playing video games till wee hours in the morning, even though I'm sick. And, yeah. But anyway, we come to you Sunday night after this football game ended a few hours ago. And Alex, I'll ask you, how are you doing?
Well, despite you making it seem like my life is hell, I'm actually doing pretty good. You know, definitely still sick, but not as sick and terrible as this Giants performance was. Look at that transition. I was really disappointed today, to be honest. I thought, first of all, I texted Josh this, and I'm standing by for the rest of the season. I'm never predicting the Giants to win again, because every time we predict them to win, they always lose. And this Saints team, like, their offense really just moved this Giants defense all around. And we got no pressure on the quarterback. We got no help in the secondary. And it was just not great from the defense. And then obviously on the offense side of the ball, we thought, hey, we could run the ball against this bad Saints offense, or Saints defense, excuse me. And we just could not run the ball at all, enough so that we ended up, you know, going down by, you know, three scores, that we ended up just having to throw the ball. And that's where they, you know, were obviously at their strongest. So a rough performance. Tommy DeVito wasn't at his best either. He missed a few throws. Saquon Barkley wasn't at his best. And besides that one circus catch he had in the first half. And it was just no one played up to even average standards, and that was the problem. There was no one who you could say, oh, they had a good game today, besides maybe Jamie Gillen for the field goal, and he also had a couple of nice punts. So besides that, everyone else was just a below average, either bad or below average.
Yeah, Alex, as we transition to this offensive side of the ball, it's Tommy DeVito, right? And I think it's him as well as Giants fans just kind of got back down to earth of where our franchise is right now, as we sit at 5-9, and with that top 10 pick presumably in the NFL draft come the end of the regular season. It sucks. I know we'd love this kind of miracle run, that this Giants team was going on, winning a few in a row. Maybe we win another one. Maybe we make the playoffs. I think now we can kind of kiss those playoff hopes, whatever they were, a 0.001% to bed for, you know, definite reasons. And let's start with the quarterback, Tommy Cutlets, right? Tommy DeVito, I think, kind of showed, unfortunately, along with the Giants offensive line and the Saints defensive line, but also his just play, that he is still a practice squad third string quarterback. We got some little glimpses of him being a backup in the NFL, or he was a starter for the last few weeks, but whether Dable brings him out there next week or not as a starter and rolls him out, I think that we now truly know that he is not fit to be an NFL starting quarterback in this league. I think that's definitely known, and maybe still a third string and not even a backup option. DeVito goes 20 for 34 in this game, 177 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions, which actually, at the end of the day, is not that bad. I thought it was going to be way worse. The rating, though, is a 72. When he's been in the hundreds, I think, the past few weeks, he's had a very high passer rating. I had a tweet earlier this week that got some publicity comparing his passer ratings to NFL really good quarterbacks or great quarterbacks in Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, etc. DeVito goes down in this game prior to halftime. Did not seem 100% since once he came back from that. Had a halftime and a Saints first possession to recover from whatever the lower body injury was. Tyrod Taylor even coming into the game for four plays, or maybe even more. It was four pass attempts at least in this game. But DeVito comes back out. And again, fighting through adversity, fighting through pain, and fighting through injury is something I could very much give him credit for. And I do. And I think it was, you know, he really did fight through injury to try and win the Giants this game. But just, you know, some players can do that and some players can. He's one of those that I think that can't, just doesn't have enough, injured or not, to kind of lead a team down. I know he did it last week. I understand that. But it's three scores, you know, a 20-point margin, a little less than that, is something that Tommy DeVito just can't do.
Yeah, and another issue was the offensive line on the offensive side. I mean, you touched basically on everything that DeVito did today, and there's not really much to say. He was kind of just almost a glance-by player, someone that you're not even really paying attention to, and that's bad when you're the quarterback. So the offensive line, they could not pick up these defensive stunts for anything. Every single time the Saints ran a stunt, Tommy DeVito had pressure right in his face, especially Justin Pugh and JMS, John Michael Schmitz. They could not pick it up. Andrew Thomas would pass along a player, and then Justin Pugh would just get ran over by him, or you know, one of the edge guys would come inside on a stunt, and JMS didn't know where he was coming from. And it was just really, really bad. Pretty much every sack that the Giants had against them today came from a defensive stunt, and the offensive line, it just has to be better. From that standpoint, it's the interior now that's been the struggle. Tyree Phillips has been pretty solid at right tackle. Andrew Thomas is solid, as always, at left tackle. And it just feels like that combination, you know, Justin Pugh straight off the couch, he was great in the first couple of games, but we can see why he was still on the couch, I think, at certain times during the game. Ben Bredesen is usually a solid guy, and JMS obviously is still a rookie. But that interior needs to be, you know, kind of more of a unit. And obviously it's been switched around all the time this past season, or this season, I should say. So that's part of it. The consistency isn't there, but that just needs to get better, especially picking up stunts. And then the receivers, just a whole bunch of drops today. I counted like three pretty bad drops, which is unacceptable when you have a quarterback like Tommy DeVito, who's a rookie, an undrafted rookie, a third string quarterback. When he places the ball accurately, you got to catch it. Darius Slayton had one. Jalin Hyatt had two. Those guys need to step up. They need to be better from that standpoint. Darren Waller looked good in his return, I'd say that. Obviously, he was on a limited snap count, and I was, I guess, pleased to see him back on the field for the Giants. But besides that, Wandale Robinson wasn't really involved like I wanted him to be. I talked about him as my player to watch in the preview, that can he keep up the consistency? Can he do two 100-yard games in a row, or two at least 50-plus yard games in a row, two games where he gets 5-plus receptions, and he's just not able to have two impactful games in a row, and that's, you know, kind of frustrating given his talent. And Saquon Barkley just couldn't get anything going on the ground. Matt Breida as well couldn't really get anything going. And that's really, really shameful considering how bad the Saints offensive line is, or defensive line is, excuse me, against the run.
Going back on your points, Alex, and elaborating on them, 7 sacks for the Saints defense. 7. Going on the offensive side, Darius Slayton, Darren Waller, Wandell Robinson all sharing 4 catches each. They each got 4 catches in this game. And then you talk about abysmal, Alex. Tommy DeVito led the Giants rushing game again, which is fine when your quarterback leads the rushing game, like in a performance. But the thing is that there weren't that many design runs for DeVito. That's how you know it's bad. He had 4 carries for 36 yards. Saquon, 9 rushes for 14 yards. That's 1.6 yards per rush for Saquon in this game. Trash. That was terrible today. That Tommy DeVito was your leading rusher, and the team had 16 rush attempts in total. Tommy DeVito, Saquon Barkley, and Matt Breida combined for 16 rushes for 60 yards. That's bad. That's really, really bad. I guess, again, it's a credit to how bad this offensive line played in this game. The same thing with the Saints defensive line, how good they were. The trolling was unmatched. I don't think I've ever seen that much Italian, you know, like whatever Tommy DeVito's, how you doing, keep it moving type of gabagool, whatever you want to say, type celebration by the Saints team I've ever seen in my life. And honestly, like, I get it. It's funny. Good by you, Saints. And I guess I'm just like a Giants fan that's upset that we lost. But like, again, you got to remember, this is a third string quarterback that had like one big game on Monday Night Football that the whole nation saw. And now they're like all rallying behind him as a third string. And you're like trolling the third string quarterback that's forced to start. It's honestly kind of low for the Saints. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like,
I don't know. I kind of disagree. Out of all people, I know that's crazy. Because I'm like,
that is crazy.
I'm usually the person who's like, I don't know.
Yeah, Alex, no fun to give lead. context, when Tyreek Hill gave the peace sign to Antoine Winfield in the Super Bowl. No, other way. Winfield gave the peace sign to Tyreek Hill in the Super Bowl after Tyreek did it when he scored on him earlier in the regular season. I was like, that is the best trolling job I've ever seen in my life.
And I said that was rude.
That's actually pretty rude. I don't think Tyreek Hill should be fined for that action.
I do not talk like
that. You don't talk like that, but do you still agree that you think Tyreek Hill should have been fined for that?
Well, Winfield.
Did
not know the context that he had done it to him earlier in the season. That is my defense there, but I don't know. I just think like the Super Bowl is a little bit different. You've got like everyone watching you trying to set an example.
All right. Explain the troll job with the Saints and why you think it's okay.
I think it's okay because like whatever. Tommy DeVito does it. So why can't they do it when they get him? You know, like whatever. I don't know. I just don't really care.
I'm not saying it's not acceptable, Alex. I have no problem with them doing it. I just find it. I think that's kind of low for their end.
I found it funny, honestly.
They're trolling the third string quarterback. Like,
guys. He's created this aura around him.
I mean, congrats,
and his
guys.
Family,
you got to an even 500 record with this win. You beat our Giants team with a third string starting quarterback. I don't really know how much you should be celebrating. Maybe focus more on getting that leaderboard in that terrible division that you're in. But okay, sure. Whatever. Like I said, I'm just a salty Giants fan. I'm upset that we lost. I'm picking on something that doesn't really need to be talked about, but I do it anyway because I don't care, and that's what I have to do. Alex, are we good on the offensive end?
Yeah, I'm good. Let's take a break. I'm tired.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this Giants defense and the lack thereof. All right, welcome back to this episode of the Giant Take podcast, and let's talk about the Giants defense, Alex. Something that we've talked about throughout this season is, can the Giants offense get points on the board, get long drives going, even if it's a punt or a field goal at the end of the day, that keeps the defense on the sideline to rest so they have a full tank of gas when they come back on to play some defense? And that is something we did not see today whatsoever. By the end of this game in the third and fourth quarter, when the Giants, by the way, were outscored in the second half, we didn't get to this. The Giants were outscored in the second half in this game, I believe, 17-0. They didn't score a single point in the second half. And it was 10 for the Saints in the third, 7 for the Saints in the fourth. This Giants team, by the end of the fourth quarter, or beginning of the fourth, in the fourth quarter alone, looked absolutely tired as hell. They looked so tired on the field. And I think that's a credit to how bad this Giants offense was and how lackluster of an effort they made to, I guess it wasn't a lackluster effort. It was, I guess, maybe poor game planning or how good the Saints defense played. The Giants defense had so little time on the sidelines in between possessions that they were out in that field so much, I felt. And when they were on the field, they weren't doing well defensively either. Only one sack on the day, that one coming by Jason Pinnock. Two tackles for loss. One by Micah McFadden, who I want to say had a pretty good day today. And then one by Jason Pinnock, and he also had the QB hit there with the sack. So that's what I have to say there. I want to find the time of possession. I'll let you talk for a second.
I remember in the third quarter, it was 11.5 minutes to 3.5 minutes. So that was a big difference there in the third. And the Giants, I'm going to start with the defensive line. They could not get pressure on Derek Carr. It felt like most of the game. Dexter Lawrence is being double and triple teamed, and you've got one-on-one matchups for Thibodeau, Ojulari, whoever's next to Dexter Lawrence, whether it's A'shaun Robinson or Nacho or whoever it may be. They cannot win any of those one-on-one matchups for their lives. Kayvon had a bad game. Aziz didn't have a good game. And just none of them could get any pressure. And it was really, really disappointing considering the Saints had a backup right tackle and Kayvon or Ojulari, whoever was lined up against them, just couldn't win. And, their offensive line is average at best besides that. So really disappointing that they couldn't get anything going, especially with Dexter Lawrence pretty much being double or triple teamed on every play. And you've got all those one-on-ones and the Giants just need to do better winning those battles on the defensive line.
I'm sorry to cut in, Alex, on you, but this just sparked my mind, and I can't now get this out of my head. Jimmy Graham, like, really? This guy is getting a touchdown on us? This guy has been in the league, I feel like, since I was born 18 years ago, and this guy's getting a touchdown on us? The Saints are down their number one wide receiver on this team. Chris Olave was out this game, did not play.
And number two.
And Michael Thomas, number two, sorry. But, like, Michael Thomas is, like, never healthy. Like, Michael Thomas has not crossed my mind on the Saints, like, ever. But the thing is, they're still getting these crucial third downs. And the third down and long that, like, iced the game for me when it was, like, third and 17 and they converted.
Perry, Wake Forest legend, like, come on.
It's done. So easily drive down the field to tack on that third touchdown that it was just, I think I tweeted out, like, that looked like they just flew down the field. And it was a longer drive too, but I felt like it was just like chunk play. Like, it wasn't chunk plays. It was like small gains, but like they were just progressively occurring. 6 yard run, 7 yard pass, 6 yard run, 8 yard pass, like out route, slant for a first down. Okay, Giants get a couple stops. Good job, Micah McFadden. Tackle for loss. All right, we force them to a third and 17. Just stop this. We're right back in the game. It's a one-possession game. They convert it. That much of a third and long, you cannot let that happen. Wink Martindale cannot let that happen. I think that Derek Carr did a good job reading Wink Martindale's zone coverage because when the man-to-man wasn't working, I think Martindale switched to zone, but then Carr found the open reads and the wide receivers did as well in that zone, so I credit them for that. There were some blitz schemes, too, where Wink Martindale would be setting the house and Derek Carr would immediately read it, be able to throw it outside to a wide receiver or his running back in Alvin Kamara, who actually led the Saints today in receptions. So he got a lot of screen passes and catches behind the line of scrimmage there. So, again, I keep on giving credit to the Saints, and they deserve it because they just, I think, outplayed this Giants team today while the Giants just did not play good enough.
I mean, Rashid Shaheed is not a number one receiver, and it looked like he was today. He cooked Deontay Banks on a number of occasions. Jimmy Graham was doing well. A whole bunch of receivers that, to be honest, like, I pride myself on knowing most NFL players, especially the skill position guys. And when I don't know most of them, one receiver who got a touchdown. I literally have never heard of
Juwan
him before.
Juwan Johnson?
Nope, not him. I know Juwan Johnson. Keith Kirkwood. I've never heard of Kirkwood in my life.
That was the three, but like even still, Alex, Juwan Johnson, whatever. I mean, sure, maybe a little bit more of a...
Like, I even know A.T. Perry, but Keith Kirkwood, I've never heard of. And the fact that he's
these are the three guys These are the three guys who caught touchdown passes today. Jawan Johnson, Jimmy Graham, and Keith Kirkwood were the three receivers for three touchdowns against the Giants' defense today. That summarizes the game right there.
Yeah, it was rough. Secondary was bad, linebackers weren't great, and defensive line was abysmal, and that it's pretty much as simple as that.
And Alex even went on two, not one, but two Saints podcasts previewing this game, and he didn't even hear about it. Keith Kirkwood.
Josh, I was making more guest appearances than Tommy DeVito's agent on television on Tuesday. It was crazy.
And, I'm surprised they didn't let you know about the Keith Kirkwood guy now.
Yeah, no, none of them mentioned Keith Kirkwood, so.
I looked at time of possession. It isn't as crazy as I would have thought, I guess, because that averages out to the four quarters. If I got second half, I'm sure it would be way different, but it was 33-26, so not that crazy. Is there anything else you got? Oh, special teams. Let's talk about that. Big Randy getting injured.
Yeah, Fat Randy got hurt.
I mean,
it's rough. No, you don't have a kicker. Jamie Gillen drilled the field goal. Then Jamie Gillen was hurt. Jamie Gillen was limping, but he's fine.
Lawrence Cager practicing field goals, too.
Casey Kreider practicing field goals. I mean, all sorts of fun stuff.
I was waiting for one of them to knock one through. Imagine Lawrence Cager lining up for a field goal
would have made my day.
That would have made my day. If he drilled it, too, that would make the internet.
He probably would have. These guys are all athletes, man. If you can get them,
the
like
Jamie Gillen
yards.
One did make the internet a little bit. I saw like a punter drilled the field goal type, a couple of videos
from
on
40
Twitter.
Yards is not easy, too. It's not like it was a chip shot.
But actually, it was pretty impressive. The one that Randy did have, that was 56 yards. I mean, inside, I know.
Yeah, when they kicked it, when they were like bringing out the field goal unit, I was like, no way Randy makes this. And he did.
Yeah,
so fair enough to him.
And that was early in the game, too. I was like, okay, let's get hyped up on the sideline,
guys.
I
Fat Randy from 56. Like, we got this.
Let's go. Big Randy getting it done. But not the Giants offense. So that leads this game again to a 24-6 victory for the Saints. The Giants, let's get a little jolly with some Christmas Day action on Monday, December 25th against the Eagles, a 4:30 game. Let's get embarrassed, not on just one holiday, but multiple holidays this year, guys. How about let's do it? Actually, did we get embarrassed on a holiday this year? I feel like
probably.
We did.
We probably weren't even playing. We were embarrassed.
I feel like there was a Jewish holiday during like the high holy days that they lost. It might have been the Cowboys game beginning of the year. Actually, it might have been
maybe.
One of the Jewish holidays. So let's have it happen again, guys, I guess. Let's put the Giants against the Eagles. On a prime time for the world to see while everyone's sitting down enjoying their meals with their family on Christmas, especially
no.
Alex.
I'm going to be on a plane during the game, so I'm excited.
Oh, are you actually?
Yeah. Thank God. So
you're flying on Christmas?
I am flying on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Have fun with that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I'm being sarcastic, by the way. That'll be insane.
Because no one actually travels on Christmas, though, so it might not be so bad.
We'll see. You'll give us updates throughout the trip.
Possibly, yeah.
Or you'll record on the plane, actually.
Yeah, like she'd be regret. Hey guys,
go around the plane. Podcast from the air.
Thoughts on the game.
Literally from the air. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode and/or watching this episode of the Giant Take Podcast wherever you are. If you are watching, apologize for the light setup. I forgot to bring my webcam home, so it looks a little different, but that's all good. And we appreciate you. Subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. Drop a 5-star review or a like on YouTube. And our social platforms, at the Giant Take Pod, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Alex on Twitter, at Anorian23. I'm on Twitter, at Joshola29. And all that stuff that I just said will be in the podcast description, so be sure to check that out. We appreciate you if you made it this far. For a 24-6 loss against the Saints, where Tommy DeVito performed like a third-string quarterback, for you to make it this far on the podcast, we really appreciate you for that. I'm hanging in there with us for the time being. Because, again, these type of losses, I said earlier in the season, before the 3-game winning streak started, these kind of episodes are really hard to record. So for you to come and listen to them and watch them all the way through, is we are very appreciative of you. Alex, you can wrap this one up whenever you're ready.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode of the Giant Take Podcast. Hope everyone has a good week. Good holiday season, as I said in the preview, whatever you're celebrating, and we'll see you next time. Looking forward to a Christmas Day matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles. Peace.